请我们翻到启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation. Revelation chapter 1.Revelation chapter 1 verse 9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
当主日我被圣灵那讲到教会怎么放松的时候
But when we speak of how the church became
light, 我们看见和这些也是有关系的
We see that it has to do with some of these people
所以弟兄姊妹你看人一定会错
Man will err
人会失败
Man will fail
不管你多伟大
No matter how great you are
不管你多诚实
No matter how mature you are
不管你对圣经多么熟
No matter how, well, how much you know the Bible well
使徒走了
The apostles are gone.
感谢主，慢慢他们手里有圣经了。
Thank the Lord, slowly they have the Bible in their hands.
他们也根据圣经说一些的感想。
And they now can share according to the Bible.
他们也根据圣经也有一些的想法。
And they have some thoughts according to the Bible.
但是慢慢弟兄姊妹
But slowly.
看见一面教会是成长。
On one hand, the church is growing.
一面教会是扩展了。
On one hand, the church is broadening.
但是另外一方面，教会也放松了。
It is becoming lax.
那现在我们要问
Now we have to ask,
教会是怎么放松的
How did the church become lax?
所以我们一定要回到启示录的解释才可以
We have to go back to the beginning of Revelation.
但是这个以前我们还是要看一看到底所发生了什么事
But we have to see what happened.
那弟兄姊妹当我们读读这个我们好不好看一下约翰福音
Let us look at the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第十二章
John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章
John chapter 12.
第二十四节
Verse 24.
我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies,It bears much fruit.
我们的主就是那一粒麦子。
Our Lord is that grain of wheat.
他在十字架上为我们死。
On that cross, He died for us.
结果在复活里面就结出许多的子粒。
And in resurrection, it gained much, bear much fruit.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
主在十字架上的工作。
The work on that cross.
他有个目的。
Our Lord had a purpose.
他要带进丰收。
He is to bring in the harvest.
就是因为他本来是一粒麦子
because he was that one grain of wheat,
他要结出许多的子粒来
he is to bear much fruit.
所以到了三十二节
and then we see verse 32.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归向我
and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
所以当我们的主一从地上被举起来，一钉十字架。他要吸引万人来归向。
So when our Lord was lifted up from the earth, when he was nailed to that cross, he drew many men to him.
感谢主，这是十字架的救恩。
That is the salvation on the cross.
等到他完成他的救恩以后
，Once the work of salvation was completed,
他就把门徒们召来。
He called his disciples.
和他们约定好在加利利的一座山上。
And he set a time to meet with them and the mount in Galilee.
然后主就告诉他们，他们应当做什么。
And the Lord told them what to do.
我们看马太福音第二十八章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 28.
第十六节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 16.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。
But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated.
十八节，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我。
Verse 18, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
主说他若被举起来要吸引万人来归向他。
The Lord said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself.
他的工作已经完成了。
His work is done.
现在接下去是门徒要做的。
But now what follows is what the disciples need to do.
所有的地上天上的权柄已经赐给我们的主。
All the authority on heaven and earth is to our Lord.
就说你们要去。
He says, go.
所有人都要去。
And everybody has to go.
万民做我的门徒。
So that all nations will be my disciples.
这个福音最后要送到万国的。
And this gospel will be spread out to all nations.
那怎么可能呢？
How's that possible?
主应许与他们同在。
Because the Lord promised His presence.
不管他们到哪里，都与他们同在。
No matter where they go, He would be with them.
这个福音要传到世界的末了。
This gospel will be spread to the ends of the earth.
主要和他们同在，一直到世界的末了。
So the Lord will present Himself with them throughout the ends of the earth.
我们知道这是在加利利一座山上主对他们说的话。
This was spoken to the disciples on a mountain in Galilee.
然后使徒行传。
And now Acts
第一章
chapter 1. Verse 8.
但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证人。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
那现在主告诉他们说，他们要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚一直到地极做他的见证人。
And here the Lord says, from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even to the remotest parts of the earth, you shall be my witnesses.
想想那一百二十个人在楼上。
Think about those 120 people in the upper room.
如果他要把撒玛利亚、犹太全地的人都带他们得救的话。
If he is to save all those in Judea, Samaria, and the remotest places of the earth,
在一百二十个人每一个人肩膀上要肩负几万个灵魂。
Then upon the shoulders of those 120, each one would have thousands and thousands of souls on their shoulders.
但是主要求一个丰收。
But the Lord wants a harvest.
那个丰收是一直到地极的。
And that harvest is until the end of the world.
现在门徒们不管到哪里要做他的见证人。
No matter where the disciples go, they shall be his witnesses.
凭着他们自己。
According to themselves.
他们连撒玛利亚、连犹太全地都不可能把他福音传遍的。
It is impossible for them to preach the gospel through Judea and Samaria alone.
所以主给他们从天上来的能力。
So the Lord gave them the power from above.
这个能力不是叫他们在地上打滚的。
The power was not for them to roll on the ground.
这个能力是叫他们把福音送到每一个地方去的。
The power was for them to preach the gospel everywhere.
等到为必要的时候要为主寻道做见证的。
And at the very end, if they had to, they would be a testimony through the martyrdom.
所以一面有主的同在。
So on one hand, you have the Lord's presence.
一面有圣灵从天上来的能力。
And you have the authority from the heaven.
在五旬节主给他们了。
The Lord gave it to them on Pentecost. They gained that power.
现在他们要把福音从耶路撒冷、犹太全地一直传到地极。
Now they are going to preach the gospel from Judea, Samaria to the remotest parts of the earth.
这就是我们的主给教会的那个付托。
This is what the Lord entrusted to the church.
现在教会就从主的身上就把那个见证接过来了。
And the church had received from the Lord that testimony.
他们无论到哪里要为主做见证。
No matter where they go, they are to be witnesses.
能力从哪里来？
Where does that power come from?
天上来的能力。
The heavens.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
就在五旬节那一天。
On the day of Pentecost.
不止他们得着从上头来的能力。
Not only did they receive the power from above.
而且这一百二十个人能进城工作一个身体。
These 120 were baptized into one body. From that day on,
教会就诞生了。
The church was birthed.
教会不是个组织。
It is not an organization.
教会乃是个身体。
But it is a body.
借着这个身体。
And through this body,
弟兄姊妹，你看见能够把福音、能够把见证带到全世界各地。
That witness, that testimony can be spread throughout the remotest parts of the earth.
今天有的人只要上头来的能力。
Today, some people only want that power from above.
他没有看见基督的身体。
They don't see the body of Christ.
他忘记了传把福音送到地极。
They forget to preach the gospel to the remotest parts of the earth.
不能只靠 Billy Graham.
You can't just rely on Billy Graham.
不能只靠 Moody.
You just can't rely on Moody.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你看见吗？在这里很清楚给我们看见。
Very clearly, we see.
要把见证带到耶路撒冷一直到地极。
You have to take that testimony to Jerusalem to the remotest parts of the earth.
每一个人自己能做到。
Not one person can do that.
每一个人都要接受从上头来的能力。
Everyone needs to receive that power from above.
主应许与他们同在。
God has promised, the Lord has promised His presence with us.
那个同在是同那个能力，那是同在的能力。
And that power is the power of His presence.
必要为主寻道的时候，满了主的同在。
If we are to be martyred, then we have His presence.
所以弟兄姊妹，主的同在不会离开的。
His presence will never leave.
天上来的能力也不会离开的。
And that heavenly power will never leave.
更重要的一点，
more important,
从五旬节开始，
from Pentecost,
教会就诞生了。
The church was born.
基督的身体就开始了。
The body of Christ began.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
现在基督的身体要开始完成这个使命。
And the body of Christ is now to fulfill that great mission.
现在明白吗
you know
你如果要解释头三百年教会的历史
If you are to explain the first 300 years of church
你要从这里开始的
You have to begin here.
因为根据主的命令
Because according to God's command,
当我们的主为我们钉在十字架上
When our Lord was crucified,
他吸引万人来归向他。
He had all men drawn to him.
现在我们应该要去。
Now we have to go.
叫万民做主的门徒。
So that all nations will be his disciples.
穿上从天上来的能力。
So that we can be clothed with the power of heaven.
享受基督每一个时候的同在。
So we can experience his presence.
不光这样。
Not only that.
而且我们看见说，不是我们一个人在那里传福音。
It is not just one person preaching the gospel.
这个工作乃是身体的工作。
This work is the work of the body.
在哥林多的教会。
In the church in Corinth.
保罗怎么说呢？
What did Paul say?
你们就是基督的身体。
You are the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当哥林多的教会出去的时候。
When the church of Corinth went out.
是基督的身体在那里工作。
It is the body of Christ that is working.
不管在什么地方都是基督身体。
No matter what, it is the body of Christ working.
每一个人都很有用。
Everybody is useful.
但是每一个人都是肢体。
But everyone is a member.
他们互相做肢体。
They are together, united as a member.
等到所有肢体都动起来的时候。
And when all the members are moving,
身体就动起来了。
Then the body moves.
身体动起来了。
And once the body moves,
因着被神的能力，因着从天上能力充满的缘故。
Because of the filling of that power from heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
那一个自然的结果是什么
？What is the natural result?
那就是丰收。
And that is the harvest.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见这一张的图。
So when you see the picture in the back,
你看见这里有两张的地图。
You see two maps.
你看见上面这一张。
You see the map on the top.
这个就是第一个世纪末的时候。
This is at the end of the first century.
你看见吗？神借着保罗
through Paul,
还有其他的使徒
and other apostles,
就把福音送到这些地方去了。
God used them to preach the gospel.
有点的地方就通通有点的地方就是有灯台的地方。
Where you see the dots is where you see the lampstands.
你看全世界都是黑暗的。
You see the entire world is dark.
现在你看见一个一个灯台，你看见吗
？Now you see one, all these little dots as lampstands.
但是那个时候最远的是罗马，你看在意大利半岛上有个罗马。
So if you look at the in Italy, you'll see the dot of Rome.
中间地中不到，那有意大利。那个时候到了罗马就认为已经到了地极。
At that time, reaching Rome was reaching the remotest part of the earth.
因为那个时候，在一般人的观念里面，到了罗马就到了地极了。
And to some people, reaching Rome was that was the remotest part of the earth.
所以这就是使徒行传的故事。
This is the story of Acts.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有
？You see that?
主得着一个世界人。
God has gained a universal man, a world man.
这是保罗。
This is Paul.
他拥抱三个世界。
He has encompassed three worlds.
他是希伯来人，希伯来人生的希伯来人。
He is a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他拥抱着希伯来的宗教世界。
He embraced the Hebrew world.
他在大树长大的。
He grew up in Tarsus.
我们的大树乃是个文化城。
We know that Tarsus is a city of a cultural city.
所以他所拥抱的乃是希腊的文化世界。
What he embraced was the culture of the Greeks.
他又是罗马的公民。
And he also was a Roman citizen.
所以他所拥抱的乃是罗马的军事跟政治的世界。
He also embraced the military and political world of Rome.
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
When the Lord was crucified.
有三个文字在上面。
There were three languages on there.
希伯来文、拉丁文跟希腊文。
Hebrew, Latin, and Greek.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
你看见说是希腊的文化世界
，the cultural world of Greek.
加上希伯来的宗教世界
，plus the religious world of the Hebrew.
再加上罗马的政治跟军事的世界
，plus the Roman military and political world.
说被他十字架，被他。
It says, "Crucify him, crucify him."
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当我们的主被举起来的时候
，When our Lord was raised up, lifted up,
他吸引万人来归向。
He was to draw all men to himself.
他得着一个人
He wanted
prosperity.
His name was Paul.
感谢主。
Thank you.
因为这个缘故
，For this reason,
他被差遣到希伯来的宗教世界里去。
He was sent to the religious, the Hebrew religious world.
他到了耶路撒冷。
When he arrived in Jerusalem,
所以你看，等一等，没有多久到了腓立比。
And then he reached Philippi.
腓立比就是当时最早希腊帝国的摇篮。
And the Philippi was the cradle of the earliest Greek culture.
所以他到了希腊的文化世界的摇篮。
He had reached the cradle of Greek cultural center.
到了使徒行的最后，他到了罗马。
And then in Acts, he arrived in Rome.
到了罗马，弟兄姊妹，他就到了罗马帝国的心脏地带。
And then in Rome, he arrived at the center of the Roman Empire.
因着他传福音的缘故。
Because of his preaching the gospel.
结果在凯撒家里面都有人得救。
Even in the house of Caesar, some were saved.
弟兄姊妹，这就是第一个世纪末。
This is the end of the first century.
这是使徒行传的故事。
This is the story of Acts.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
使徒行传是一本非常奇妙的书。
The book of Acts is very amazing.
这一本书告诉我们什么？
This book tells us what?
这一本书告诉我们第一节说，提亚菲罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
In Acts 1, verse 1, it says, The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach.
当他写路加福音的时候
When he wrote Luke,
他是记载主耶稣开头所行所教训的
He wrote on the what Jesus began to do and teach.
现在主耶稣升到天上去了
Now the Lord has lifted up to heaven.
他在地上的时候
When he was on earth,
他怎样借着玛利亚神借着玛利亚给他的身体他能遵行父神的旨意
He was able to accomplish God's will through the body that Mary gave him.
现在借着那个奥秘的身体就是他的教会。
And now through this mystic body, the church.
弟兄姊妹，现在就能够看见主所行的和所教训的。
We can see what Jesus began to do and teach.
这就是使徒行传。
This is Acts.
你不觉得很稀奇吗？
Don't you think it's amazing?
那么它叫做使徒行传。
It says the Acts of the Apostles.
应该都是讲使徒的事情才对呀。
To speak of the Acts of the Apostles.
但是很稀奇，你读来读去只有两个人。
But if you read Acts, you only read two people.
最明显的两个人。
The two more prominent people.
前面十二章是彼得。
The first 12 chapters is Peter.
后来的通通是保罗的。
And then it's all about Paul.
连约翰在那里不错。
John is there.
但约翰在等于没有在一样。
But John is there as if he weren't there.
大家有没有看见约翰讲了什么话？
Can you find any words that John spoke?
保罗站起来，十一个使徒也站起来。
When Peter spoke, stood up, all the 11 stood up.
彼得在哪里？约翰跟着在哪里？
And wherever Peter goes, John goes.
他们两个都在那里做工作，不错。
Both of them are doing their work.
但是约翰没有讲话。
But you didn't hear John's words.
约翰一直等到约翰书信启示录才讲话。
Only when you arrive at his letters and when you arrive at Revelation did he speak.
不稀奇，弟兄姊妹。
Isn't that amazing?
那些使徒到哪里去了？
Where are these apostles?
到底使徒的历史是什么历史？
What is the history of the apostles?
我们如果讲教会历史的话，
If we are to speak of church history,
使徒过去，我们应该首先要知道使徒后来怎么样的。
We need to see what happened to the apostles.
但是请你记得，
But remember,
所有关于十二个使徒的资料都是不可靠的资料。
All the historical data regarding the 12 disciples are unreliable.
都是传统的。
They're all from tradition.
最可靠从使徒行传的。
The most reliable is from the Acts of the Apostles.
所以现在读历史人就糊涂了。
So now historians are confused.
按理来讲，使徒们是最重要的。
On one hand, the apostles are the most important.
这不是使徒行传吗？
But aren't these the Acts of the Apostles?
结果变成彼得跟保罗的行传。
So you only see the Acts of Peter and Paul.
但是不，弟兄姊妹。
But brothers,
十二个使徒都在那里。
All 12 apostles are here.
十二个使徒有没有？劳苦呢
Did the 12 apostles work?
但是传说他们 也寻到了
Yes, they were all even martyred.
这个都是靠不住的
But this is
我们
according to tradition.
我们现在不知道他们做什么
We don't know what happened to them.
但是弟兄姊妹有一件事我们知道
We know one thing.
他们的工作好像地下的工作一样
Their work is like an underground work.
意思就是说他们在地下做暗中做，没有人看见。
They're doing it underground in secret.
他们的工作是根基的工作。
It is a work foundational work.
你看见吗？但那你看见都不是根，你都看见都是外面的架子，已经都不是根基了。
What you see is the structure out. You don't see the foundation.
漂亮的房子，看不见根基。
You see a beautiful home, but you don't see the foundation.
十二使徒应该是根基才对。
These 12 apostles are the foundation.
看不见他们。
But you don't see them.
但他们做了什么？
What do they do?
所以感谢主。
Thank you.
弟兄姊妹，这就好像今天你很多很多这个地底下的故事你不知道。
Many times you don't know the stories underground.
但是工作人就在那里。
But you see the you know that they're workers.
过了几万年以后。
After many years.
你慢慢看见一块大理石。
Then you'll see a great piece of marble.
然后你看见一个花岗岩。
Or then you'll see a great piece of granite.
然后你看见宝石。
You'll see precious stone.
然后你看见有玛瑙。
You'll see
jade.
You'll see jade.
所以这些给我们看，这些石头是怎么开始的
？You see the beginning of these stones.
这就证明说，当时神已经暗中做了许多的工作。
The Lord God has done a work in secret.
我们严格说来
，strictly，
我们只知道到了第三世纪。
We only know until we arrive at the third century.
你如果看看那个时候各地的教会
，If you are to look at the churches,
你要看见大理石一样，你看见那些东西一样。
When you look at the marble and the granite,
但是十二个使徒做了什么，你好像看不见。
You can't see what the 12 apostles did.
但是呢，你只要看这张地图，你就看见了。
But if you look at this map, you'll see what they did.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？现在这些密密麻麻的就在。整个就在整个罗马帝国的范围。
You see all these dots surrounding the Roman Empire.
他们以为逼迫基督徒，基督徒就不见了。
They thought that persecuting the Christians would disappear.
结果你知道，他们越杀基督徒，结果基督徒越多。
The more they kill the Christians, more Christians appear.
所以经过三百年大逼迫以后
，So after 300 years of persecution,
有一个统计。
There was one census done.
就是每两个罗马帝国公民里面有一个就是基督徒。
For each Roman citizen, for every two Roman citizens, one of them was a Christian.
那现在不管这些。
But not only that.
你看看这个地图就好，这个地图真的。
Look at this map. It's a real map.
这个资料是真的。
This is a data accurate.
这个是一百年以后。
This was 100 years later.
这个是三百年以后。
The bottom one is 300 years later.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不管你的资料够不还是不够。
No matter whether your data is complete or not.
不管你知道不知道这个十二个使徒做些什么。
It doesn't matter whether you know what these 12 apostles did.
但是神把他们藏起来了。
But the Lord hid them.
神把他们藏起来是有目的的。
God hid them and there's a purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得没有使徒就不行了。
We think that if there's no apostle,It's all
wrong. 不错，耶路撒冷是使徒产生教会，工人产生教会。
Yes, it is by the work of the apostles that the church came in Jerusalem.
但是不要忘记，安提阿教会诞生以后。
But after the birth of the church in Antioch.
是教会产生工人。
It is the church that gave birth to workers.
稀奇不稀奇，弟兄姊妹
？Isn't that amazing?
这里就给我们看，神的旨意乃是借着他的身体来完成的。
God's purpose is to be accomplished through His body.
那么怎么从这里到这里
？How do you arrive from here to here?
你怎么解释它
？How do you explain this?
你如果明白神的旨意
，If you understand God's purpose,
弟兄姊妹，你就知道为什么这件事发生了。
Then you know why this thing happened.
你知道这里面当然经过大逼迫了。
Of course, the much persecution has gone.
尤其是第八个的逼迫，就是狄歇斯的逼迫。
And if you know the persecution number eight, the persecution of Decius.
这个十次大逼迫有的是局部性的，不是全国性的。
Some of these persecutions were
only local.
Only local. They were not national.
但是有两次是全国性的。
But there are two persecutions that were national in scope.
一个是狄歇斯的。
One was from Decius, and the other persecution was Diocletian.
那是有计划的要毁灭基督徒。
And there were planned attacks to destroy, eradicate all
the Christians. 要烧掉所有的圣经。
They were going to burn all the Bible.
摧毁他们所有聚会的地方。
To destroy every place of worship.
弟兄姊妹，他们是有计划的，最后要叫完全没有了。
It was a planned attack to eradicate everything.
所以等到戴克利先快完成的时候。
So right before Diocletian was ended his rule.
他就做了徽章，做了徽章。
He did a
metal, 好像 metal.
He had a metal, 徽章 He made a commissioned a metal.
好，上面就写基督毁灭了。
And that is Christ destroyed.
基督毁灭了吗
？Christ destroyed.
没有多久，戴格利先自杀了。
And not soon after that, Diocletian committed suicide.
他是以利利古人，他是以利利古人。Illyricum.
He was a
Illyricum.
Illyricum.
那结果他回到他的故大马太他回到他自己的故乡去
And then he went back to his home.
他最后不高不他最后还是自杀了
And then he committed suicide.
所以弟兄姊妹基督毁灭了吗没有
Was Christ destroyed? No.
所以这是两次最可怕的这个逼迫
These two persecutions were the most scary persecution.
结果有一个故事，这个故事就可以告诉我们这三百年发生了什么事。
And then there was a story, and this can tell us what happened in those 300 years.
那时候在以弗所有七个兄弟。
At that time, there were seven brothers in Ephesus.
他们都是基督徒。
They were all Christians.
结果呢，皇帝，这是个 legend, 这是个 legend.
This is actually a legend.
这个其实是 poetic legend.
This is a poetic legend.
非常有诗意的。
It's a very poetic.
我们从这里就知道，我们这个就可以大概知道那个时候发生什么的事情。
And through this legend, we can actually see what happened during that time.
所以这个七个兄弟呢，他结果有皇帝告诉他说，你要否认主。
And these seven brothers, the emperor actually said that you have to recant the Lord.
结果他们就把所有东西都卖了。
And what they did was they sold all their possessions.
他们就跑到以弗所的一个洞里面，一个山里面去祷告。
And all these seven brothers went into a cave to pray.
结果皇帝看他们一点希望也没有。
And then the emperor said they are a lost cause.
因为他们进了洞里面祷告，祷告就睡着了。
And when they went into the cave, they were praying and they fell asleep.
所以然后他们就把皇帝有命令就把那个洞就把它封起来。
And then the emperor sealed up that cave.
但两百年以后啊
，And then 200 years later，
我说这是 legend 啊，你们不要认真。
And again， 200 years later， 这是 legend。
两百年以后呢
？200 years later，
结果有人说我要把这个洞打开。
Then somebody said I want to open up this cave。
结果呢，就发现呢，这七个人就醒过来了。
And when they opened up the cave， these seven woke up。
这个中文叫做一觉醒来百年生，一醒过来已经两百年过去了。
As soon as they woke up, it's 200 years already passed.
结果呢，他们有人呢就到以弗所去买东西去。
And then one of these brothers went to Ephesus to buy something.
他拿那个铜币啊，还是200年前的。
The coins that they used were coins from 200 years ago.
因为他不知道一睡已经两百年了。
He didn't know that when he woke up, 200 years had passed.
他就问他们，他们说不行啊，你这两百年前东西这些不能用了。
They said, wait a second, you can't use this coin. This is 200 years old.
但最叫他稀奇的。
But the thing that amazed him the most.
本来到处所看见是罗马的兵丁所带的兵跟刀。
Before what he had seen was the weapons, the swords of the Romans.
两百年以后
，200 years later,
以弗所不一样了。
Ephesus had changed.
你看见说十字架征服了那个城。
You see that the cross had conquered that city.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
一觉醒过来
，as soon as they woke up,
你看见吗？本来他们受逼迫
，before they were persecuted。
当他们醒过来以后呢
？When they woke up，
你看见神做了另外一件事。
You see God did another work。
这些神的儿女们虽然经过苦难
，even though these children of God suffered，
但是感谢主
，thank the Lord。
后来等到最后的结果
，the very end result，
你看见圣灵做了奇妙的工作
，the Holy Spirit did a wonderful work。
那个就是313年的时候所发生的事。
That's what happened in the year 313。
但是我们所关心的。
What we want to pay attention to
就是为什么在这么短的时间之内
？Why within this short period of time？
你看见那个灯台到处都是。
How come you see the multitude of lampstands？
我们结束以前，我们很快的要说它几个原因。
Before we end, I want to give some reasons。
我们知道说以色列人曾经受了很多的痛苦。
We know that the people of Israel suffered much。
最早是。巴比伦帝国逼迫他们。
We know that the Empire of Babylon persecuted them.
然后波斯帝国逼迫他们。
And the Persian Empire.
然后就把他们送到全世界各地。
And they were scattered throughout the earth.
因为这个缘故，圣经就被带到各地。
And for this reason, the Bible was spread throughout the earth.
然后借着罗马帝国跟波斯帝国。
And through the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire.
以色列也受了许多的苦。
The people of Israel also suffered.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
因着以色列被分散。
But because they were scattered.
所以那个时候几乎全世界都有犹太人。
Then throughout the entire world, you could see Jews.
啊，那个时候的基督徒，刚开始基督徒都是犹太人。
And the beginning, all the Christians were Jews.
所以一开始他们都在synagogue，在那里，在这个会堂里面传福音。
And they were preaching the gospel in the synagogue.
犹太人不要听。
The Jews didn't want to listen.
但那里面有外邦人听见了。
But the Gentiles heard the message.
所以慢慢慢慢，你看见，不管犹太人到哪里，那么这些基督徒也到哪里。
So no matter where the Jews went, the Christians went also.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们看见为什么神把他们分散到全世界各地。
So why did the Lord allow them to be scattered throughout the earth?
当然有他属灵的原因。
Of course, it's a spiritual meaning.
但是为着叫万人都能听见。 看见主的见证。
But so that all nations can see the testimony.
神老早做了这个工作。
God already did this work.
然后借着希腊帝国。
And through the Greek Empire.
给了一样的文字。
It gave one word.
那不是一样的文字，希腊文。
It gave the one language.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在新约的圣经是希腊文写的。And
the New Testament is written in Greek.
所以很自然的福音就送到希腊的世界。And
very naturally, the gospel spread to the Greeks.
那为什么罗马帝国呢？
And why about how about the Roman Empire?
因为神借着罗马帝国。
Because through the Roman Empire.
就带进了300年平和平的时候。
The Lord brought peace. For 300 years.
Pax Romana.
This is called the Pax Romana.
换言之，借着奥古斯丁带进了300年的和平的日子。
Through Augustine, he brought 300 years of peace.
结果他们大大的建马路，条条大路通罗马。
And then they created, they built roads, so all roads lead to Rome.
那现在保罗和其他主的门徒就可以借着罗马大道就把福音送到全世界各地。
And through these roads, Paul can then preach the gospel throughout the world.
这是主在环境上的预备。And
this is how the Lord prepared in the environment.
但最要紧的,
but most important,
我们的主不会把水变成酒。
The Lord does not change water into wine.
除非有人说我的酒用尽了。
Unless somebody says our wine is
used. 到那个时候, 我所有的 pagan, 所有的外邦人，他说我们的酒用尽了。
And at that time, all the pagans said our wine is used up.
所以希腊人要见主耶稣，说我们要见耶稣。
So when the Greeks came, they said we want to see Jesus.
现在主说，我现在把水变成酒的时候到了。
And Jesus said, well, the time for me to turn water to wine has arrived.
酒用尽了。
Because their water, the wine is used up.
但是基督徒呢？
But these Christians,
他们都尝到那个酒。
They've already tasted the wine.
他们的酒都留在后面。
And the good wine is left at the end.
结果他们的生活，他们的行为就吸引了世界上这些人。
And what they, their actions and their life was drew attention to those people of the world.
但是不止如此。
Not only that.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？等他们传福音的时候。
When they preach the gospel,
他们乃他这个圣经告诉他们是怎么传福音的呢？
How do they preach the gospel?
因为整个身体在那里传福音的缘故。
The entire body was preaching the gospel.
在身体基督的身体里面。
In the body of Christ.
不分化外人，不分希利尼人。
You don't have Scythian or Greek.
没有犹太人，没有希利尼人。
Jew or Scythian.
没有男的和女的。
Nor male or female.
所有的分别统统不见了。
All the distinctions are gone.
这个世界。 被这些分别分的一块一块一块的。
In this world, there are several divisions, distinctions.
你分开就是软弱的。
When you're divided, you're weak.
你合在一起就是刚强的。
But if you're united, you're strong.
所以有人告诉我们说，
So some people tell
us, 教会乃是最 inclusive 的这个在那个可以说在那是可以最包罗万有的。
So they, some people tell us that the church was the most inclusive during that time.
我们知道说这个。 这个亚历山大大帝所做的梦没有做到。
We know that Alexander the Great, his dream was not fulfilled.
他就是希望东方跟西方能够合在一起。
He wanted the East and West to be joined together.
所以他自己娶了波斯的女子。
And then he married the daughter of Persia.
然后他也叫10,000的兵也娶了波斯的女子。
And likewise, he asked 10,000 of his soldiers to do the same.
他以为这样东方跟西方就可以在一起。
And by that, he thought that the East can meet with West.
他的梦从来没有实现。
But his dream was never fulfilled.
但是感谢主。
But thank you.
无论福音到哪里。
No matter where the gospel reaches.
你看见那些所有的区别都不见了。
All those distinctions are gone.
他们都是基督的身体。
They are all the body of Christ.
每一个人都是传福音的人。
Everybody preaches the gospel.
每一个人都是祭司。
Everybody's a priest.
每一个人都是 missionary，
无论到哪里 ，no matter where they go，
他们把见证就带到哪里。They
bring the testimony，
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这就解释了。This
explains
为什么300年
，why through 300 years，
你看见说神的见证能够送到地极。
That his testimony can be spread throughout the remotest parts of the earth.
这和神的工作有关系。
This has to do with God's work.
他的工作从旧约做到新约。
His work is from the Old to the New Testament.
从但以理书一直做到启示录。
From Daniel to Revelation.
感谢主。
Thank you.
许多时候我们不明白。
Many times we don't understand.
为什么巴比伦帝国？
Why Babylonian Empire? Why the Persian Empire?
为什么希腊帝国？
Why the Greek Empire?
为什么罗马帝国？
Why the Roman Empire?
万事互相效力。
All things work together for good.
教主的见证能送到地极。
So that his testimony can be spread throughout the earth. But only, not only that. Apostles should be important. But apostles as if they were retreated.
感谢主,
thank
you.
Now when the church goes forward, through persecution, they
go forward.
No matter where they go,
感谢主,
thank the Lord. The power
从上头来的
from above
他们的同在
the presence
乃是主的同在
is the Lord's presence
他们彼此相爱
they love one another
没有什么东西能分开他们
nothing can separate them
弟兄姊妹因着这个缘故
for this reason
难怪福音送出去
no wonder the gospel was preached
所以感谢主
thank the Lord
但愿主给我们看见
may the Lord show us
这里有个解释
here's an explanation
这个解释乃是圣经里面所给我们看见
This explanation is what the Bible shows us
那么我们的世界已经没有了
Our time is gone
那么到底教会是怎么放松
How did the church become lax?
我们尤其是以弗所书以弗所时代怎么放松的
How did they become lax in the time of
Ephesus? 我们留到明天下午再说
We will speak We'll share on that tomorrow
那么希望明天下午来把这个带来
Please bring this tomorrow
因为我们要告诉大家到底怎么回事
We're going to explain it further
我们祷告
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你把这些话交在你的手中。
Lord, we thank you. We commit these words into your hands.
我们何等愿意你借着教会的历史对我们说话。
We want you to speak to us through church history.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们看见这些见证人像云彩一样围绕着我们。
When we see this cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
我们不能不把荣耀归给你。
We cannot help but give you all the glory.
我们这样祷告是靠主耶稣基督。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.